It's the Puppet Parent Podcast. In this episode, we'll wrap up the end of 2020 with a look back. Also, we're talking about Z's new Kennedy Center project, Christmas lights, and High School Musical stories. It's all coming up next on the Puppet Parent Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are the Puppet Parent Podcast.
I'm Z.
I'm Chad.
We're puppeteers.
We're parents.
And we have a podcast.
Yay. We're so happy that you have joined us this week.
Episode 35.
Yes, that's right. Last week was a bye week. If you're
what
hungry for these podcasts, if you were like, oh my goodness, I can't wait to tune in last week. I did three shows in a row. In fact, I'm going to pop this into my mouth right now. This little
cough drop.
Yes, it's cough drop. It's also called a lozenge. Oh. I was in Thailand once, and I was like, I went to a pharmacy because my throat was hurting, and I had to perform. And walking around Bangkok trying to find a pharmacy with my stage manager Christina Rodriguez, and we're just like, there's a pharmacy. That guy going in, excuse me, do you have a cough drop? And they looked at me like,
What is that?
And I was like, you know. And they said, oh, you mean a lozenge? And I said, yes, that's what I need. Yes. And they're like, here you go, 50 cents. I'm like, yay. Ah, perfect. So here you go, Thailand. And their lozenges were awesome. They were like green tea lozenges.
Ooh,
never seen that ever before.
That sounds lovely and fancy.
Yeah, I remember.
All right. Well, for those of you joining us, I did not get a haircut. No, there is just a mess happening under here because I'm keeping it real, guys. And do I shower daily? No. Do I brush my hair daily? No. Am I lacking in executive function overall these days? Yes.
Oh my! You know, I just had a thought. Wait a second, because you know Rapunzel, which is your favorite Disney movie of this year.
Yeah.
Brushes her hair all the time. How does Rapunzel take a shower?
I think that she's probably got some executive function issues too, but she's got some other issues as well.
She's got some mommy issues.
Yeah, girlfriend. what's happening, Chad?
So let's talk about, let's quickly go. So big announcement. So we're
big
ending
news.
This podcast's season one, and pretty soon we're going to be in season number two. We're in transition right now.
Oh, so
that's
what
right.
Is
surprise,
this?
Z, surprise.
What is this episode? Is this one or two?
It's still season one because we're still in transition. Because you want people to come into season two feeling like, oh, you know, at season one, they're finding their feet. You know, season two, oh, man, it started so strong. So we'll wait until we feel like, all right, this is it. We got everything. And then we'll say, okay, this is season two.
Then we say season two is starting.
Yeah, so season two coming soon. Okay. But we're trying things out right now.
Like this curtain. What do you think? You like
it?
Like this hat and unwashed hair. What do you think?
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. Hugging is happening. That's right. Kissing.
How many months into this situation are we? We still like each other, so that's
right.
A good sign.
It's a big test for a lot of couples, and I think I think we passed.
Oh, you do smell like cough drop right now.
Yep, I hope you like that. Oh, that's right. That was the thing.
Yeah.
That was the thing. When we performed together, I'd always pop a cough drop in my mouth because we're in a hand puppet booth together.
Yep.
And I didn't realize for a while because she didn't tell me that Z actually hates the smell of menthol.
From other people. Yeah, I can have menthol in my mouth, and that's okay. But honestly, I actually don't even use menthol that much because I think I OD'd on it. Like, I just had too much one cold cycle. I just had a lot of mentholatum cough drops or something, and now I'm just like, oh, can't take it.
Sorry, dude.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Love you.
Mm. Well, we talked about performing together in Purim this year, but guess what? Every single show... I still do it.
Oh, I know.
I really hope this.
But I'm glad that I don't have to stand right next to you like I am right now in a puppet booth. At least there's like some air here. Mm-hmm. And I'm not getting a whiff of it every single word. But anyway.
So let's try out something new. You ready?
Okay.
Boom.
Snappy.
We got.
I can snap too.
What do you call these? Not categories.
sections?
Units, sections. All right, anyway. Breaking news. Breaking news was season two. Season two coming soon. See, we're still getting there.
I need to tell you, this is breaking news to me, too. So everyone is in on it now.
Also,
including me.
We're recording live right now at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've been doing it at 3 o'clock on Sundays. We're going to start doing it at 9 o'clock on Sundays.
Yeah.
Or something. We'll find a new time. But we're going to record it in the evenings.
I have a feeling this is a good time. Because that means that I get a weekend a little bit more. Because I was missing that. Because my weekend was getting caught up with the podcast recording and like having to work around Chad's shows too. So if Chad had a show before or after, we'd go to the space and have to record and everything. So anyway, we're reclaiming time. I'm reclaiming my time, and that's a good feeling. And also, it's important because I have a big project that I'm working on right now.
Oh, tell us about your big project.
Can this go under breaking news?
Or we're transitioning into puppet stuff. I have some post-it notes I put on the wall.
Yeah.
For the different
sections. They're behind.
For the different
you can't
sections.
See them, but they're right over
That's
here.
That's right. So breaking news, and then we go into puppet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of qualifies. So here we go.
Okay. Puppet stuff this week.
Yeah. What's
Are
going
on? Are you ready?
Yeah. Tell me.
Okay. So back in March, that is like my time travel sound.
Good job.
Thanks. I worked with my friend Adelka to apply for this Kennedy Center VSA program sites contract, which is a lot of words, but it's kind of like a grant, except that it's not a grant, it's a contract, and it's through the Kennedy Center VSA, which is like their special education, like special needs for special education programming stuff. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, I helped to create this professional development workshop called Making Connections Through Puppetry, and I trained Adelka Pollock from Sova Puppet Theater how to give this workshop as well, and we've been giving the workshop together, and last year we completed this year we completed a grant for Next for Autism for that work that we had been awarded. And so, and actually I should say that this is all through the Jim Henson Foundation that we were being able to offer these workshops, and it was created through the Jim Henson Foundation, and it was just this amazing partnership. And so we applied for this Kennedy Center contract through the Jim Henson Foundation in March. Now, if anybody remembers, March was crazy. I don't even really honestly remember anything that happened in March, April, and May, except that there are pictures, so there's proof that things did happen then. But I have repressed a lot of it. Anyway, we just found out about like a week and a half ago that the contract was approved, and that we just had to resubmit the budget and stuff. So we did that. And then the resubmitted stuff was approved. And we are able to offer these professional development workshops for District 75. We're offering 4 workshops for District 75 educators, counselors, and therapists. And we're offering 2 workshops for anyone who works with kids with autism, who's an educator, a counselor, a therapist in the general public. So that means anybody working outside of District 75, which is New York City's special needs district. So you get one of these puppets. Chad just picked it up for me. So here's our little puppet guy. He's so cute.
So it's a hand
and
puppet.
You
that
get
you designed yourself.
A hand puppet, yes. That I did design it, but it's based off of a design that I got at the University of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
But I personalized it a bit to make it fit for specifically for these programs, and it's just very exciting. So if you know of anybody who works with kids with autism, and they might be interested in taking a virtual course to learn how to use puppets when working with kids with autism, you know, check out on our WonderSpark Facebook page or on my personal Facebook page or on the Jim Henson Foundation page. There's links all over the place right now for how to sign up, and I have been busy. Meow, hi.
Get out of here.
I've been busy all day today, cutting and sewing puppets to make. Look, this one is going to go to somebody. Somebody's going to get this really cute little puppet. I know. And they pick out what kind of hair they want and what color nose they want. Normally, when we do it in person, people get to personalize their puppets in person. But since we're unable to meet in person, it's all virtual. I'm mailing everybody their stuff. So this goes to a lucky participant. So if you're interested in participating, look, there's focus. Okay. So if you're a puppet person, just have to make sure we get the eye focus. So if you're interested in participating, please check out the registration links, especially New York City DOE District 75 folks. Those classes are filling up fast. It's so exciting. Every time I get a little notification in my inbox that somebody else has filled out the form, I'm like, yay!
It's free.
It's free for District 75.
You get a puppet.
Yes, you do.
And it's amazing.
Actually, you get two puppets. Felt puppet, and you get a pair of peeper eyeball puppets that Hopie Ford
And you created. Learn a valuable skill, right?
And the cost for the program, Ryobina is asking what the cost is. And for folks in the United States, it's if you're taking the public workshops, it's $35. It's heavily subsidized because of the contract from the Kennedy Center. So you're basically just paying for the cost of the puppet and shipping and handling. If you're living outside of the States, there might be an additional fee for shipping depending on where it's getting sent to. So,
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, I'll tell you. So puppet stuff on our side of the fence here.
Yeah, okay.
Over in Wondersparc land is we are looking, we're looking back on the year on 2020. You know, we've been streaming since March. So that is how many months?
I don't know.
Nine.
April, May, months. June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Yeah, nine. Yeah. He was right.
9 months we've been streaming. We did something like, well, we had a great January and February, right? It's funny, like I made this little graph. And January and February is like pre-pandemic levels, and then you hit this bottomless pit for a few months of like nothing, no paid, nothing. And then we slowly crawled our way back into paid streams. We did over 100 paid streams this year, Z.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And like private, like non...
Private performances we did over stream that we got paid for. We did way more freebies. We were doing a puppet show every single Friday live on Facebook and YouTube. And we tried to make money like all different kinds of ways, which I talked about in all the streaming workshops that I taught about, like, this is how to monetize, you know, even though I was just coming into the streaming game. Mm-hmm. And I look at other puppeteer streamers that are pulling in like 50K a video in terms of viewers, not money, viewers. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh man, you know, we'll never have that. But we put puppet shows out there, and I'm so proud of us, you know, like we did like 116 DIY puppetry videos. We did all those Mystery Max, 11 Mystery Max videos where we went out into places and interviewed people.
Yeah, locals in Springville.
11 videos where I teach you hand puppet technique, you know, which is really just an excuse to teach myself how to teach people, because you're going to go overseas. No, I'm not planning to go overseas and perform and teach. Like, you got to be a good teacher, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, you got to solidify the stuff and write it all down. And I have like all these spreadsheets now of like everything that I did when I putting the videos together. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, I can write a curriculum based on this now. Mm-hmm. And we had to say goodbye to our performing partners, but they're all doing really well.
Yeah.
You know, like they're moving, they're in different professions, but they're all using, kind of like utilizing their puppetry roots and their theatrical roots. And just like everybody else, it's like, you know, everybody's using what they got, figuring their way through it. And I'm pretty proud of looking back at what we were able to accomplish in 2020, and I'm so happy. I'm looking forward to January, because January we did really well in December, right? We had a bunch of paid shows, because it's the same as it was in pre-pandemic days. We were doing Hanukkah shows and Christmas shows. That was exactly the same as it usually is, minus the numbers. January, there's nothing, absolutely zero. But that's exactly what it always was. You know,
yeah.
January is always our lowest numbers out of the year, except for 2020, where they were crazy high. And we were going to hit 500 shows, you guys.
Oh, my God.
We were going to hit 500 shows, 500 performances in 2020, and it just didn't happen. But clawing back 100 live streaming performances, I feel like, yeah, all those freebies over the summer.
We're holding on.
Yeah.
You know, and also, I feel like the work that we did in March, April, and May before we came out here was really something special. As much as I joke about how I'm repressing that time, it was just that we were so busy. We never stopped working, because Chad was constantly performing. We were constantly doing workshops, and we were just committed to figuring it out, but we figured it out with all of you live. And I don't know, it's just been a really wild ride, but I'm really glad that we were able to offer our shows weekly during that time period and into the summer too. And I think that they were a really wonderful resource for a lot of people. And we made a lot of new friends, and that's been really great. And hopefully we're going to put together a little retrospective project on that we'll be able to share at the end of the year. So, but right now it's just about sewing a bunch of these guys. They're all hand cut, sewn, put together.
Z has everything. She has like a piles of felt here that she's been cutting up all day and probably all day tomorrow.
Well, I had to stop because my hands were getting tired from the scissors. I have these big Singer scissors. Oh, Chad has them right here.
I bought you these.
He did. Those ones right there.
These are Edward Scissorhands scissors. They're huge.
But anyway, they are huge, but they actually, I can't even do that right now.
Yeah.
My hands are tired.
Ginger is the brand. Ginger. Oh, excuse me.
Ginger,
from Italy.
Chad. he's not a sewing person.
I wasn't a puppeteer. I didn't go to puppet school. Sorry.
I'm even thinking, like, is it Ginger? It is Ginger, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm questioning myself. But anyway, yeah, my hands were starting to hurt from all the cutting, so I needed to take a break. But it's very exciting. And a bunch of them are going to get mailed out tomorrow. I've been saving mailing envelopes since we got here with the idea that that contract might come through and that I might be mailing out like 50 puppets. And it came to pass and I had them. So my hoarding roots are well in place and being fed the knowledge that all of
that's
that is
right.
Useful.
Good thing you saved all those packages for months and months.
Yes. Yes.
we would have tossed them if it didn't come to pass.
That's right. And it did come to pass. So that's now right. I was prepared. So that's exciting puppet news.
Yeah.
I guess also puppet news is that I'm on vacation until January 4th. So I work for the Jim Henson Foundation, and the president is Cheryl Henson, and the foundation office is closed technically until I get back, which is so nice. But if there's an emergency, you can email me and I'll still check it. But
so you've been working remotely is what
yes.
you're saying, but now you have to take a vacation because you got vacation hours and you got to use them.
I know.
Or
I'm
at the
so
end of
happy.
The year.
It's just nice to be able to focus on one thing at a time, you know, and it came, this contract came up at the perfect time for me to be able to do that work when I'm not at work, because it's different than my day job. So I have time to complete all the puppets, which is a relief. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, my hand will recover tomorrow to be able to do the rest of the scissoring.
So let's talk about our kids for a second.
Oh, okay.
What our kids have been up to, because it's been it was their last week of school for the year,
and
for streaming school. They've been since March. They've mm-hmm. been remote schooling, like 100% remote, because they go to a special school that allows you to do full remote. They also are like 90% of the students at this school are doing in person, mm-hmm. with like masks and alcohol wipes and everything though, like that. But we've been remote, like full remote the whole time. And we're on the opposite side of the state. We're 7 hours away from all the rest of their peers,
yeah.
except for the ones who fled the country. Like the ones who were just like, nope, see you later. Back to France, back to Japan, back to wherever, you know, and we were like, back to Western New York, see ya.
Yeah.
But we were able to continue the program. And they were very excited to have a little Christmas party over Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with their classmates. So, but just the remote classmates, they yes. didn't have a Christmas party with the people back in the school in New York City. But you know what? I was thinking about it, like going back and forth about whether or not that was something that we wanted. And I think that it was actually for the best not to, because, it makes the kids more homesick when they see like what they're missing. And I'm already trying to prep myself for the questions later on in life of like, why did we have to stay back here in Western New York when all the other kids got to go to school and, you know, stuff like that. But it just felt like the right choice for lots of reasons. And I can go into it with them, all of the reasons why and how we did, we continued to think about it the entire time. It wasn't like we made a choice and then was like, that was our choice. You know, it's like, no, we're human and we thought about it a lot. And you never know if you're making the right choice, but you try your best. So anyway, I mean, I think that we did make the right choice for our family and that it's been pretty good being out here.
Yeah. If you're listening to this in the future.
Kids.
that thanks to Thanksgiving and all these Americans being warned not to travel on Thanksgiving and doing it anyway and spreading the virus, we sailed right on past the 300,000 marker. We're at 315 now?
I don't even know.
Something like that. Deaths in America have been crazy lately, and everybody's talking about how it's going to get worse because everybody's going to do the same exact thing for Christmas, get together and leave their pods and spread the virus more and more. So if that is your plan, if you're listening to this right now, I highly recommend you stay at home. But of course, only the smarties listen to our podcast. So there's no way that somebody would not get themselves tested and then go into another pod. No way. I have way too much faith in our listeners. They're great people and they are going to stay healthy and they're going to stay through this. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course. And you know, I know my mom is listening because she said hi. And I just want to say that maybe, because we are always real in this podcast, that maybe other listeners have had to have like some heart-to-heart conversations with their parents and had to say things like, you're not allowed to go out to eat, mom, right? In a restaurant, indoors. You're just not. And I realize that right now, maybe like it seems more serious, but it was still serious like a while ago too.
It's always serious.
I didn't even tell my mom, but like a friend of mine in Rochester who we both know, just got COVID, you know, and it's like, you just don't know. That's the thing. It's like, it's always a roll of dice. Like every time that I say to you, Chad, we need more Christmas cards. I'm sorry, but I keep underestimating how many we need to send. Can you please go to Walmart and pick up the next order? Each time I ask you to do that, I think to myself, oh, I cannot be asking Chad to go to Walmart. But
at least it's not for like a stick of butter or something. No, like, no. Honey, can you get like a loaf of bread? Just one loaf of bread and then just come back.
But it's it is trying every time that I think to myself like, oh, it would be nice to get this, or like packing tape, like I need packing tape in order to send out all these things. So then I'm like thinking like, all right, this is our one visit this week to Walmart or wherever we're gonna go to get the packing tape. You know, we're not we just cannot just decide to go someplace right now. You have to really think it through. Like I only plan to go to the post office like maybe twice next week, and that's because like of necessity.
Yeah. Can I tell you something scary?
Okay, tell me. Oh God, I don't know.
I watched because we're out in the country. Mm-hmm. You get all types at your local Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Amish and we have Mennonites nearby. They go to the Walmart too.
That's true.
I was trying to power walk into the Walmart, but an Amish guy out power walked me. And I saw that he had gotten his mask, which is his like do-rag, out of his truck, and power walked past me. And then as soon as he walked past the security at the very beginning, it's like, whoop, down it went around his neck. He's like, too good.
He had a bandana.
He had a bandana, like, instead of a mask. And then as soon as he's in the store, whoop, down it went around his neck. And I was like, whoa, okay.
I remember when we first came out here and we went into a hardware store to get something, and there was a guy in the hardware store and he was not wearing a mask. And Chad and I were just like, oh, because we had just come from New York City where it was like, you have to wear a mask. Like, even if you're taking out your garbage, you have to wear a mask. Like, every single moment that you are out of your domestic domicile, you have to wear a mask. And then suddenly, like, to be around people that were not wearing masks.
It was still 50-50 in the city, but we were scared.
Well, I don't know. It felt like, to me, like everybody was. But maybe I'm remembering.
The first 3 months when we were, first 80 days when we were just indoors in our New York City apartment going crazy a little bit, I would take these early morning walks. And even early in the morning, when there were just joggers out and just regular people like bringing their trash out and stuff, it was like, it was 50-50. And when we went back too, it was still 50-50.
But outdoors is different than in a shopping place.
Unless you're going to go to the park, and then joggers not wearing masks are just crossing paths with you, and there's no avoiding them because they're going so fast anyway.
I have an update about our kids. So some of you might remember, if you've been listening for a while, that we were in the process of having an evaluation for Leave, who's our older son. But I just wanted to say that because some of you have asked about it a little bit, that we had to put it on hold because we were supposed to drive into Manhattan to get the rest of the evaluation done. And we can't because I felt like the numbers were too high. So I ended up canceling the appointments because I felt like the numbers were too high and it wasn't safe for us to travel right now to go do that. So I just wanted to say that to anybody who was wondering, like, how is that going or what's happening with that?
So we were just about to.
Yeah.
But then the November spike happened and suddenly we're like, wow, 300,000 Americans. We don't want to be one of them, right? And you don't want to go into a hospital for anything right now. So going in to do this optional brain scan... Or MRI.
It was an MRI as part of a free evaluation.
Yeah, it's just not in the cards.
Yeah.
We just want to play it super safe. We went out Christmas tree hunting today. We wore our masks the whole time, you know. And that's just what you do, right? But it was a great time. We went out looking for Christmas trees. We do this every single year. We go to one place. This time I was like, are we going to the new place? Because we used to go to this old place. Now we've gone to this new place for probably 4 years now. Mm-hmm. Now the new place is the place.
It's the place.
Yeah, there's a cat that followed us around last time. The cat was there again.
His name's Joey.
Yeah, the cat came with us into the field of Christmas trees.
It was very sweet.
In the middle of nowhere. It was like, wow, this cat just loves us.
That was last year.
And the cat climbed up on me. If you remember.
I don't remember that.
I remember getting bit a little bit. It's a bitey cat.
Oh, it nips.
Cat's like, I like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely bit one of our kids today.
It was a nip.
Yeah, it was a nip.
Love nip.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this is really, you know, it'd be great. You know, it'd be even better than this. You petting me? Yeah.
They all giggled about it, so it wasn't hard or anything. It was just a little nip.
No, we had a really good time. The cousins were there. Yep. We had snowball fights for like an hour, running around, exercising. My brother is picking up some kids over his head, you know, and it was a good time. It's always like fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And we have a beautiful tree upstairs that's going to get set up tomorrow. And then I always am doing the lights for the Williams family, which is fine. I enjoy it. I wasn't allowed to decorate our Christmas tree as a kid. So it's like double fun for me. I'm like making up for all the years that I didn't get to decorate. So,
you deny your kids something, they're just going to be into it harder later in life.
That's true. And my mom's watching, so she, if she's still watching, I don't know. She can, you are welcome to say something about that, Mom. Love you. Love you.
So because my mom, hi, Mom.
She's not watching.
Wanted us to decorate the tree, and we were like, nah. And then it was like, no, you have to decorate the tree. And we're like, okay, geez, fine. Now somebody comes along who's like, we get to decorate the tree? I
know. like, you don't care where like, yeah, things go?
I don't know. Go ahead. And she's like, really? I can do it? Yes. So it's been a wonderful relationship between Z and the family and the Christmas tree because we hung really is into it.
Christmas lights outside. It's beautiful.
I love it.
I've never hung out Christmas lights outside before.
It's great.
So
you
fun.
Do all, just do it all. Just go crazy.
I did.
The rest of us will ho hum about it.
I put Christmas all over this house to the point where your mom was saying, I think that's enough Christmas.
Oh, no.
And I was like, but this could, no. Okay. Okay.
Have you started to hum? Making Christmas.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
What's your favorite? Everybody talks about this every year,
mm-hmm.
about how Die Hard is a Christmas movie, but it's not billed as a Christmas movie. Do you have a favorite Christmas, like, but not really Christmas, or not really, but actually is Christmas
well,
movie
I'm
or TV show?
Well, I'm not sure if this is actually a Christmas movie at all, but I really always loved Shirley Temple's The Little Princess.
Oh yes.
And I also always love Meet Me in St. Louis with
That movie.
I know, but I love it.
I only watched it last year for the first time.
What? Oh my god, the woman who played Dorothy, you know her.
Yeah.
That, oh my her. Goodness. Stop. Just tell me your name.
No, I've been terrible about names.
No, we'll
get
rainbow.
It. We'll get it in a second.
Judy Garland. Judy Garland is in Meet Me in St. Louis. And
how's the song go?
Which one?
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh, that one? Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining anyway, place but there. I don't know. I might have gotten some of those words wrong. And then you could say, like, hoochie coochie in it, which is always fun. Like, who doesn't want to say the words hoochie coochie? But really, it's the, there's a Christmas song in that that's,
Is it a sad song?
It is
Christmas
a bit
song?
Sad, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because the kid knocks over the paper mache snowman, right? And the paper mache snowhead falls over, and you're like, is this a play? Suddenly, are we on stage because it's a paper mache snowman? And then she comes over and she sings the, it's not going to be this quite the same, but we got to stick together and move
Christmas?
To New York City.
I'm dreaming
oh, yeah.
of a white
Something
Christmas.
Like that.
I think it's that one that she's singing in the movie. And it's so pretty. Oh, it's so pretty. And I love how she's like all flirty with, yeah, my mom just said Judy Garland. Thanks, Mom. And I love how she's all flirty with the guy next door. And, like, there's other really pretty songs in it. And I saw the stage play of Meet Me in St. Louis, I think because for high school, maybe we went to go see a performance of it at Shays in Buffalo. Mm. And, like, it was the first time that I'd ever seen a set piece that was similar to something on Broadway where it was, like, the outside of the house and then the entire house, like, the house was multiple stories high and then the entire house turned and like, moved more onto the stage and it was, like, the inside of the house and my mind was, like, because I'd never seen something like that in person. I'd only ever seen movies, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that just getting to see that in person was very special.
We used to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That well, our high school's musicals were renowned. I mean, we won some local awards.
Wow. Well, I have some sad stories about my high school musicals a little bit, so I can't really share that much, but yeah. But you know what? I stuck with theater, and look at me now.
Yeah.
So,
can I tell you a funny tragic story?
Okay.
It was only tragic for a second. So I worked the chorus, right? I barely had any roles in high school musicals, but I was in them. And, you know, you had to strike at the end. It was like, doesn't matter who you are, actors, you're pulling ropes, doesn't matter, you got to strike at the very end. And the music director just left us to it. So after Fiddler, I think, or maybe it was Little Abner, we had this cabin, like this house set. I think it might have been Little Abner. Yeah, because I had to dash into it at one point when the women are chasing the men and dive out the window and wreck my wrists every time. Because nobody taught me how to take a dive or anything or pretzel. Anyway, so we were like, okay, let's destroy this, right? How do we do it? We don't have any tools to destroy this set that just needs to get destroyed. And it was mostly made out of foam. And so one of the really cool tech people was like, check this out. Hi-ya! And smashed through the wall with their arm, because it was just foam. It was like foam shingles.
And then somebody came in and said it was a rental?
No.
Oh.
No, nothing. No, they okay. built it. No, they built it, because our high school, because it's like a regional high school, we had like a bunch of people there. So we're like, oh, this is awesome. And I'm like, yeah, and kicking out like these foam shingles. But we're on the inside kicking them out, you know. We can tell where the wooden beams are that connect everything together. It's just like a regular house. You got your studs, right? Because you got this wood that connects everything together. And we're like, ba-bam, ba-bam. And then this guy, who I will not name, the guy who is like, who never started in our varsity soccer team, but he always really wanted to. And it was a big deal when the coach kind of pity started him once. And we're like, yeah, he's on the field. Oh, he's doing horrible. He came over and he's like, wow, this is what are you guys doing? Because I don't think he wasn't part of the course or tech or anything. And we're like, yeah, check this out. Bam, we're destroyed. And he's like, wow, that's really cool. Me too. But he's on the outside and he decides bring his fist up back and hit it as hard as he can. But because he's on the outside, he didn't realize where the foam begins and where the studs end. And he just cranked one of the wooden support beams in this thing and broke his hand. Yeah. And at first, because he was like, bam, oh, we're like, ha, 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 oh, man, oh, wait, whoa, no, he broke his hand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was so unfortunate, but, yeah, it was kind of like a killed mood also.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy tearing down sets and being part of strike, because that meant you could wreck stuff and throw things into a dumpster is very satisfying.
That is not my experience at all, because maybe that would have happened in the 7th grade musical, except that one was canceled the day before we were supposed to premiere because kids were drinking, seniors were drinking backstage, and they canceled the musical for everybody.
Wow.
That's
harsh.
And then 8th grade musical was gonna happen, but then the person who was gonna direct it committed suicide.
Cursed musicals.
That was my English teacher. And so then we had a new band director, and he did like a medley of scenes from musicals that we would eventually end up doing the next few years. And then we rented sets for our musicals from then on going forward, because there wasn't any collaboration between the different departments in the school. Oh. There was no crossover between the chorus department and the band and the set, like the scenic or tech people, none. So anyway, I mean, and, you know, other people might feel like, well, there was collaboration because there was a pit orchestra, you know, but anyway. It just, we had one musical. So if you were a theater kid, you had one shot a year to be in something. And if you didn't get a part, well,
that's kind of
try again next year.
It's kind of like Olympians right now. You know, like they're supposed to have the Olympics in 2020. Got postponed, man. What if that was your one and only shot? What if you're too old now or you hurt yourself or something? You know, it takes a lot of work to
maintain that level of excellence and everything. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
So you're going to have to wait a year.
I wouldn't compare ninth grade musical issues with Olympians. But
well, it's the same thing. You prepare. Some people are like, this is it. This is my life. here I am, anyway, world.
What I will say is that I clearly loved theater enough that I still do theater. So that's, and I also did the Rotary plays, which is true. And there were Rotary plays in Leroy, and there were also Rotary plays in Batavia.
Yeah, the last gasp for Rotaries.
I don't think that either of communities do Rotary plays anymore. No more community theater. But on the other hand, I have a feeling that there's more opportunities for performance at the high school because things have progressed. So I'm not totally sure, but I have a feeling.
Ready?
So anyway, how are you, Chad? I'm looking at the post-its.
Yeah, it's like maybe you should have done that earlier. I don't even know. No, I'm doing okay. You know what? It was like once all the shows are over for the year, I feel this huge surge of relief, which is like, I don't know if every performer that this happens to you, where it feels like you work really hard and you try and get all these bookings right, or any bookings at all. But then when they're done, it's like, oh, thank goodness that's done. Because just the stress of performing, I think, and all the technical issues that go into it, I think it was the last podcast we did or the one before, where we didn't have an upload speed.
Oh, yeah. The internet was a mess.
I dread that happening because there's no way for me to fix it, because our Wi-Fi router is upstairs behind two locked doors, which we do not have the keys for in our current situation. So but no, it's been fun. It's kind of been like, I finished Christmas shopping a month ago.
Amazing.
And now it's just been like, let's see. Oh, that'll be fun. Okay, why not? You know, it's like, how many shows we did this month? Yeah, all right, I can spend $20 on this. You know, you know, it makes me feel like a gajillionaire when doing no shows and suddenly you have like a week of shows and you're like, wow, hey, wow, income, you know? Even though we're looking at like January, like, oh, there's nothing. So this month is kind of like next month too.
Well, but we're going to regroup. Like we said that we're going to take this time between now and the new year and talk about like our goals for the next year and stuff. And, but I mean, it's still feels very hard to plan. Like, even with the vaccine on the horizon and everything, I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that things are going to actually be going back to, I shouldn't even say back, but forward to what they, where we live, like New York City, like our life in New York City, until it actually, I don't know. It needs to be happening, and then I'll be like, it's happening.
So it'll be a couple years. You know, we're at least a couple years out
from going back to New York City.
No. As soon as we get vaccinated, we're going back. That's just it. No, but it'll be a couple years before things are, before people are going back into theaters, right?
I don't know.
Even if most are vaccinated, they're saying that, you know, you're not still going to be, anyway, the level of trust won't be there.
I don't know.
So we'll figure it out.
I don't know, but it is a memorable time to be living through right now.
There you go.
And all we can do is try to get through it and do our best. That's what we've been doing. And also be thinking about ways that we can be helping other people, which is the other thing that we've been doing. So, you know, it's... I hope that the kids have a good Christmas, because we're not going to see you guys again until after Christmas. And in our house, we celebrate. Wait, am I off with the dates?
No, you're right. It's on Friday. So we record on Sundays. We'll probably record next Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But in our house, we celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas. The kids got some Hanukkah presents this year. There were a couple nights that we didn't do presents. They thought that was horrible. How dare you, to me. And I said,
what?
I said, listen, when I was growing up, I did not get presents every single night of Hanukkah. And, you know, you guys are going to get presents at Christmas too. So like, just be happy that you got anything at Hanukkah, you know, like I got you some stuff for Hanukkah and you liked it. So
this, yo, this is like dessert, where it's like, where I've heard this argument at the table, and it does not fly.
What?
Where they're like, hey, can I please have dessert? And the adults at the table are like, you don't have dessert every night.
I don't know.
You had dessert. They set up a whole lunch. Listen, I mean, you expect dessert after dinner too.
There is a precedent that was set up before we started living here ongoing, where when at Grandma and Grandpa's house, there's dessert after every single meal. Now, there was not dessert after every single meal back at our house, back at home, but here there always was. And so when we moved out here, and plus there's so many sweets and candies around, it's like the freezer is just constantly filled with popsicles, ice cream, all sorts of treats. There's always M&Ms in a jar. There's always, I mean, it's just like candy. It's just around. It's just around.
But you know what?
What?
Do you know why I say yes every time when they ask for dessert? Because they ask politely. That's not good enough for you, I could tell. But no, it's like...
I want to deny them dessert, but I don't also want them... I don't know. It's
They ask every single time. And it's like they don't just go and sneak video games like in the past.
Right.
They ask. And even when I was like, yeah, just turn on the TV downstairs. Mm-hmm. They're like, no. And remind me. Grandpa said we're not allowed.
Yeah.
An adult has to turn it on for us, so please get off your butt and come downstairs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, all right, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do dessert. Why not? It's extra calories. These kids aren't chubby. You know, number two, the younger one is very skinny at the moment. He was skinny before. He's still skinny now. But I'm just like, it's not hurting him. And we brush our teeth right after. It's fine. There are worse things.
You're right.
You know, okay. We are. They're working with the system, so we're like rewarding them for that. Anyway,
if you have ideas of fun, fancy things that I should be making over the holiday break, let me know. I've been thinking about maybe getting inspired by the British baking competition. What is that? The Great British Baking Show?
Bake Off.
Whatever it is, you know, the one in the tent. You guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, they constantly are doing these like rolls, like with sponge and stuff, like a Yule log cake. Or
like a jelly roll.
That is kind of what I'm talking about, except that it would be like a Swiss cake roll, like Little Debbie style, but big. So I'm thinking about maybe making a Yule log cake for Christmas, maybe.
I
think I might.
Don't ask grandma's permission.
No,
Do it.
That I'm not going to ask permission.
As long as it's sweet.
I'm not asking permission for anything right now. I'm asking if you have ideas of things I should be making, please send them to me because
I think Jess Perk has some ideas.
Oh, tell me fancy things that I should be making right now.
Jess Perk is a vet and she has a basset hound.
Okay.
A basset houndsie.
They're so cute.
It's like a regular dog, except they like cut off their legs at the knees.
They're all wrinkly, right?
And their feet are like this, except they walk on their like on a weird part of it. So it's like this, their legs are kind of flopping around. They're a weird dog. This is like a giant, it's like they're like a giant sausage that goes,
you're so cute.
With their weird
and don't
floppy
they have
feet.
Big long ears?
Yes. Everything about them is like, what so is happening?
Sweet. The cutest. Yay.
Let's see. Oh, they did one on Masterclass. Great British Bake Off Masterclass. We'll have to look it up.
Oh, I have Masterclass.
Oh.
I bought Masterclass right before the pandemic started. Right before.
You bought it?
I bought a subscription to Masterclass like 2 weeks before the pandemic. Because I was like, I'm going to learn from David Sedaris. He was the person that like made me go, you know what? I need Masterclass in my life. And then the pandemic hit. And have I had any time to watch any of them? No. Nope, none. So
that's why streaming services are the future, because they understand. Just like Steam for video games, they understand how to get you. They're like, look, it's so cheap. And then 12 months later, you're like, I did not use that at all.
I know.
But you know what? It's like, at least it's not like a chintzy Christmas gift that you're like, nah. Meh.
Well, I got it for 50% off. So
there you go.
Me and my friend went in on it together. Yeah. Anyway,
Yeah. She says Valgus. That sounds like a fantasy character, quite honestly.
All right, I'll have to watch it. I'll have to watch it, but I want to roll it up, and then it'll be chocolate with the cream inside, and then, like, cover it in a chocolate buttercream, and then when you cut into it, it's like a spiral on the inside, mm-hmm. and it'll feel very fancy.
Yeah.
And then we'll eat it.
Some dainty doilies underneath there.
Now, hold on. This is your parents' house. They don't have things like that here.
This is true. Valgus. Sounds like a knight that might betray you in Act 2. Valgus!
All right. Do we have anything else to share?
I think that's it. One last thing, and that's a video game recommendation, because our friend John Accardo, I started talking about this game Dragon Quest XI, and John, who had a kid exactly, I think, at the same time that mm-hmm. we did, mm-hmm. number one. So he's 7, pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Mario or Marco? No. I think Mario was his brother. Luca?
Something like that.
Oh, dude. It's been so long since we hung out. So he was like, oh, is that good? Because or his kids were thinking about it. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about it. Yeah. This game is actually great. We've been, I'm 60 hours in. So Dragon Quest XI. It's on the Nintendo Switch. It's on the PS4. It's on 3DS. And it's a role-playing game, but it's geared for kids. That is, it's super simple. The story, like, I've seen the entire story. Our kids have sit and watch when I play. There's a lot of cutscenes mm-hmm. that happen, and it's kind of like watching a 60-hour movie. That's like G, mm-hmm. not PG, G, mm-hmm. and like there were some things in there where I was like, wow, there's actually some like a little bit of drama, not too much, mm-hmm. you know, just like a little bit. But it was kind of like a Disney movie or like a Studio Ghibli movie where you're like, all right, the forces of good are definitely going to win. And it looks beautiful. Mm. It's very simple. It's a simple game full of tropes. But if you've never seen these, if you're a kid and you have no idea, oh man, this trope again, you know, you're like, wow, this is amazing. You know, because I mean, that's the power of tropes, you know? So I would highly recommend, if you are like us, if you have a 7-year-old or something around that age and you want something that's not Fortnite or Among Us, I would recommend this game. There's so much.
What is it called again?
It's called Dragon Quest XI. Mm-hmm. It's written out in Roman numerals. There's so much text in this game. It's fully voice acted, but there's also subtitles and there's a ton of stuff to read. I'm always telling parents that, like, I stopped caring about reading in, I think, the 5th grade because required reading started. And I was like, I don't want to read Shakespeare. By the way, don't read Shakespeare. You have to experience Shakespeare. As my Shakespeare nerds always say, you can't read Shakespeare. No, it doesn't make any sense. Get this game. It's awesome. You do a ton of reading. And Leaf, by the way, because I'm a super mm-hmm. fast reader. I just click through stuff like mm-hmm. text appears. I'm just booping through it. He can read super fast, and he's right with me on subtitles now.
Yeah, I'm not a fast reader.
So our 7-year-old reads like crazy fast, and I attribute some of that to games like this. So there you go. It's my recommendation for the week. How's that for a segment, yeah. Missy Brodsky out there?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Nice. All right, well, this is our new time slot. I feel like we get to visit with more people during this time slot too, which mm-hmm. is nice. And
so tell us what you think. Everyone, yeah. We're the Puppet Parent Podcast. Listen to our archives over at puppetparentpodcast.com. We're streaming in all kinds of streaming services, including Spotify or wherever you get your MP3s. If you just want the MP3s, if you want to download them, which is a great idea. I was part of a podcast that ran for 6 years, and our server, like our host server, decided to take all of our files away and then try and ransom them back to us. And then we said no to terrorism, and we lost like 100 of our episodes. They were just gone. So if you're downloading those episodes, do that over at puppetparentpodcast.com. And yeah, we'll see you next week. If you like this new time slot, people who turned in live at 9:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Sunday, let us know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, take care of each other and yourselves. And if you're having a hard time, make sure you talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
We love you.
Bye.